Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and assalamu alaikum, and greetings.
Alaykum salam, Brother Aziz, and we would like to welcome all of our listeners to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio here in Washington, D.C., New Africa's business association. We will be right back with the start of tonight's program after a brief commercial. We'll return with tonight's show.
Session this evening. Brother Aziz, you have any opening remarks?
tell you, first of all, Brother Bilal, that call I told you I was going to make at 6 o'clock, it was very successful, very, very successful. I'm really pleased. So, alhamdulillah with that. And on to which you know, just built, uplifted my spirit for that call being successful. But I wanted to say, brother, it's, you know, we I don't know if we can have a show without talking about the state of America right now, because, you know, it's really appalling about how America is behaving at this time, and it's causing a distraction and much harm to our business climate, as well as the health climate of the American people, physically as well as mentally. I mean, we got people, brother, that's going around threatening to take out our leaders that we elected in office. I mean, and it doesn't appear that the law enforcement that's supposed to be protecting us is concerned about this. It's really, really appalling, brother, and our people. This is the New Africa Business Association. So our people, the New Africans, need to wake up. We got a wake-up call here in front of us. We see what's going on physically in front of us. Physically what's happening in front of us. Where our own people, who are doing no harm to no one, are being harmed and hurt all around the country at an alarming rate. Not that it hadn't been happening before, but everybody got to stand up. And I know everybody got their political views, and this is a program that's not supposed to be totally political in that, but we can't overlook what's going on in the country that's affecting our business climate. We got so many businesses and closed down now because of the corona, COVID-19, and it's all because of the leadership and the people that's following the leadership. And the people that's following the leadership is full of a lot of hatred along with ignorance. Ignorance and hatred. And it's causing a lot of harm to the American people, our families, and everyone around. You know, all the hospitals are flooded with sick people because we got this group of people out here don't care. The president say, ignore science. Ignore this and ignore that. Everything that's valuable and truthful. And these fools out here doing it, and they're spreading this filth and disease around the community. And, you know, all we can do is try to follow the guidance, pray, and protect ourselves from this kind of foolishness. But America needs to change, brother. We see how many people that voted to keep this sucker in office. They wouldn't impeach him. But he's leading his people all around now. He just fired the Department of Homeland Security, along with the Secretary of Defense. Come on. Two vital cabinet members. This is bad news. So, you know, I'm saying it all really boils down for the private people, and that it's affecting the monies that we had coming in. People can't pay their rent. And if you are owner of a building where you're renting properties out to people, you lose the money as a business person because the people can't pay their rent, and you got bills to pay and all that. So it's like a domino effect. And we can talk about business and promoting businesses and that. However, there is a critical thing that's going on in America that we can't overlook because it is affecting businesses in a real bad, bad way. And that's kind of something like what I wanted to start out talking about tonight, in a sense, Brother Bilal, not disrespecting our program or being a business program, but this is business.
You're concerned. Before we can do business, we have to be alive. We have to be as a nation.
Yeah.
Right now, before science. Had activities that we shouldn't have had, but again, now we're paying a serious price for. But no, you're absolutely right. Businesses hurting, but more important, right now we're dying at an alarming rate. Got to get control of this pandemic. Then, of course, we can go back being a capitalist society, and of course, being a capitalist society, we have to be a productive society. Our mics, like you said, we're opening our mics this evening. You know, we are a business organization. We're business and politics go together. So, no, we're opening the mics this evening, just having these mics open for any comments that anyone wish to make and their concerns. And, of course, we're always going to be talking about business and because of As ugly as our situation is right now, this, as far as African Americans are concerned, this is a wonderful time to start planning businesses after this pandemic, because there are many businesses that won't survive. Unfortunately, this pandemic, which means it leaves room for new entrepreneurs to come in. And like I said, right now, it's a matter of services being provided at the present time because it can't open up. So everyone is looking for whatever type of services they can have provided. Especially their homes or whatever convenient way we can provide a service. That's what is really in demand right now as far as business and business opportunities. And saying that because that opens up present opportunities. Some of these present opportunities, like I said, since you are the same demand. Food and someone preparing your food and someone doing the same services that they've always liked to go out and have done on a normal basis. These services are still needed. Saying that to say this is still a wonderful time, though, for African Americans, especially those of you who are in the catering businesses. But the thing about it, you have to have yourself known. You've got to let folks know
right.
That you have these types of abilities and you're willing to service them and sell your services to those who would be interested. But you got to so it's still a good time to network and do business in for yourself, because now is a very demanding where folks are looking for, especially services as to where you can service them, and they don't necessarily have to come to you. So it's a good time to still be a member of the New Africa Business Association. But the biggest thing is African Americans making themselves known that they are in some sort of a business and have some sort of a they're ready to render. So but again, but like you said. And as far as this climax that we're living you were saying as far as the hate.
Yes.
Always African Americans been living with this type of well, ever since we've been here. But the thing about
right.
it, learning so much. We're learning so much from seeing what can happen as far as justice and equality. This country, I think I heard the imam, I think the imam from Jersey may have said it best. Heard him giving a khutbah. And he was saying that this country, when it comes to freedom, yes, we can. America can offer you freedom. When it comes to justice and equality, now you're talking about. I think it's damn near inconceivable for America and most of these haters. They don't know anything about inequality, and I don't even know if they really know how to apply to justice. Because, like you said, you look at the behavior of our country and how hate has prevailed. And I'm saying in election, and you see how many voters went along with it. African Americans are peoples that need to be really looked on at the present time as heroes in this country, because when I just made about hate, if it wasn't for that African American vote coming in at the last minute, the white supremacists would have outnumbered those who call themselves non-white supremacists.
That's right. That's right.
Outnumbered. And it showed us just how powerful, even though it makes no sense to be a white supremacist, they still will vote and have laws that makes no sense. Have equality. And laws that that makes, I'm saying that there's no reason and why they're voting. They're just voting because of white supremacy and hate, and they have no reason.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's what I mean about and I'm saying. And anytime you just don't have a reason and you have so many going against reason, that's what I don't understand. And that's where I become confused. You've got so many
right.
Who are going against reason, but they still vote for something unreasonable rather than going along with what is reasonable. So, again, our mics are open. And like I said, the New Africa Business Association, this is the place because we don't have too many places where African Americans can voice their opinions. So again, this is the channel of communication as to where during this hour and then the next hour with the Black Wall Street Association, at least we can voice our opinion. Our mics are open, and for those who are listening, we certainly welcome you. As a matter of fact, Brother Aziz, you can go ahead and give out the numbers as to where those who would like to participate on tonight's show, they can still call in. Also call in on Black Wall.
Right, for those that... are listening, would like to participate in our show every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Brother Bilal Masadiq Bining and myself, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, will be hosting this show. And it's about business, marketing, and network. and networking. And the call-in number for to get a hold of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show is 657-383-1372. And that is 657-383-1372. Or for internet participation, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC. And it'll be Blog Talk Radio. And also, if you would like to contact us by email, that would be newafricaba@gmail.com. And that is newafricaba@gmail.com. And also, we have a website that has different products and that people or business participants that are part of the New Africa Business Association, products that they sell, as well as different businesses and information about the businesses that they have. And that web address is the New Africa Business ASSOC.com. And Brother Bilal, if I missed something there, would you please let them know about that also, if I didn't get an email address or something correct?
Now, sounds like you did everything all right to me, Brother Aziz, again. And, of course, that's the New Africa Business Association. You're absolutely right, New Africa Association, Washington, D.C. And,
yes.
.com. You're absolutely right, New Africa Business Association, .com, Washington, D.C. And we over to Europe. But like I said, Brother Aziz, we're going to go ahead and open our mics up.
All right.
For those who are out there, we have a few calls on the line. For those of you who wish to participate or any comments you may have, we welcome you to the show and we invite your comments. All right. We don't have anyone wish to comment at the present time, Brother Aziz, so it's you and I can continue to have the stage.
Yes.
Like I was saying, Brother Aziz, getting back to the voting situation, African Americans are really to be commemorated. Because they say the democracy for all of the people of this country.
I do believe that, brother.
Americans, if it wasn't for those African American votes coming in late, we would have been living under Donald Trump and these white supremacists. And I'm saying, now look how mean right now this man's spirit is. And not
right.
only. Look how dangerous this man is, a threat every day to our national security.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the problems he can cause, and it seems like he won't cause problems. Not only that, but him and his followers.
Yes.
So
well,
again,
his followers are primarily ignorant people, you know, and wealthy people.
Well, as far as...
You know, the wealthy people...
Well, again...
They have their reasons, you know. They're getting richer.
Yeah, but Brother Aziz, you don't have 72 million rich folks.
Oh, no.
72 million. That's how many folks voted for Donald Trump.
All of them are haters, brother. All of them.
72 million. Yeah.
And mind you now, a number of those voters were African Americans.
Well, again, the African American percentages of those voters that vote for Donald Trump is non-avoidable as far as I'm concerned. because, again, African Americans are the ones, when it came to the millions of votes, it was the African Americans that voted against Donald Trump. So this business someone tried to come and tell me mine, it was the African Americans didn't have nothing to do with this white supremacy that's being portrayed out here. Oh, yeah, you got a few African Americans there, throw their faces around here. No, African Americans have nothing to do with portraying the white supremacists that you're in this country right now.
It's so bad, bro, Bilal, that this black minister that he had been touting around, the man caught the COVID and passed away. And then his other right-hand man, who was a brain surgeon and not a housing director, he has COVID-19 also now, Ben Carson. You know, and it's these people that's hanging around this man that's not only getting these deathly diseases now and that, but it's the fact that you need to see and know who all of these people are, especially in the leadership position, because they're very harmful to us making any type of progress, because everything they've been doing is to stop the progress from the people. That's why we ain't got no business going on now. I mean, you know, the small businessman is hurting terribly, suicidal almost, in a number of places. The states have said that they didn't want nobody to be, evicted during this time of the year. Well, thank my salam, sis. I'm a little loud. Join us. Greetings.
The mics are open, so again.
Yes.
We open the mics to everybody, so if you need to interject and sort of jump in, do so. We invite your comments. So, Salaam Alaikum. Okay, go right ahead, Brother Aziz. You were saying?
And then I was just saying that, you know, at this point, the fear, the business, the small businessmen are hurting real bad to the point of them suicidal almost. And we have states in that right now supposedly have laws in place that are stopping people from getting evicted, you know, out of their homes, as well as the apartments and that. And I don't know how long that's going to last. Some of them ended this past Friday in Virginia. And so it's really taking a real big devastating effect on businesses. And we're not just talking about small businesses. Major businesses are closing their doors for good. For good. And Amazon, this Amazon people, everything's being shifted around how we do business. So, you know, we're reaching out to all of our African-American brothers and sisters that are business folks and that are not business people, you know, let them know how this thing is having an effect on us. And maybe it's a good time for us when all of these different businesses, especially businesses you see disappear in the neighborhood, maybe we can replace them with some of our own business people, such as all number of businesses, African Americans that have products. We look forward to one day of having a store that we can go to that carries all these products. And it's not like a variety store, but like a department store, just has a number of different things in it that we use in everyday life, and some of the things we don't need, maybe some luxury items as well. But a time, you know, maybe that's why we want African American to listen to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show, because it's promoting your business as well as networking with other people that are in business. This is what's helping bring the money and have it circulate back into our community, as well as provide jobs for our people also. Most of the products we get nowadays are made in China. There's very few products that we make here now at an effective cost that we can really say this is American-made. probably only a few cotton garment type things made like that. But a lot of the other things, most all of it is made outside of America. So we got to start producing again, because we can buy things from China real cheap and sell them here and make profit off them, such as the hair industry on the women's side. You know, all that hair and all those things are made over in China. And it's billions of dollars. You know, how do we turn some business around like that? The cosmetics, health, African-American health and beauty items. When you go buy stuff for your hair and all that, you know, there's very few of us on those type of businesses. But we go to those businesses that sell us our products, and they're not us. They sell us our cosmetics, our health and beauty items, our hair care, for our beards, what we bathe with, everything, you know. And there's very few people, you can, black African-American, you can go there and buy this stuff out of their shops or somebody else. So it's raising the consciousness. And when we have African-Americans call into the show, and you hear other business people that come on the show and talk, or you go to our website and see how the different businesses that do support this, then, you know, maybe you as another business person can do business with them, pandemic or not. You know, we not only plan for today, but we're planning for the future and so on. And, you know, something for our children to see happening, and maybe they'll want to go into business too, besides having a college degree. You can have a college degree and have a business too. And it can be a corner store managing it to the most highest of efficiencies. You know, but that's what it's about when you listen to the New Africa Blog Talk Business Radio. So this is what we're promoting at all times. African Americans doing business with one another and recirculating the money and the prosperity in our communities, as well as serving the broader community too. But, you know, they always say charity starts at home first. You know, from taking care of your children on out and out, and on out into the community life. But that's something that I hope folks, you know, is listening to it can understand that.
All right. Well, thank you for your comments, Brother Aziz. We appreciate your comments. Mm-hmm. Mics are open. Again, if you have a business, idea, are a political discussion, mics are open, and we welcome your comments. Our speakers, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother. This is Omar Kenyatta from Virginia. I enjoy the short presentation, Brother Aziz, particularly in terms of urban markets, when you start talking about variety stores or department stores, or, you know, like Dollar General, those types of stores that have a wide base of consumerism coming from the African American community. I think the issue of China or any manufacturing sector of the national community should be looked at as possible suppliers. You know, saying going forward, say if New Africa look at addressing a marketing plan to develop a department store chain, you know, in say in the East Coast and the various capitals of each state, then to get, you know, beginning with one store, you know, and looking at the products that our brothers and sisters are producing here, but looking at that cross section as well, that it would probably take an engagement or conversation with the manufacturers, countries of the world, you know what I'm saying, in terms of that, mm-hmm. you know, getting those products under our brand into this country. You know, I think clearly when you look at this, our heritage of Islam, we were all over the world in trade, you know, so we were not necessarily, I mean, that's a trade advantage. If something's not actually produced in your country, you have to go abroad, and that what is produced in your country, you sell abroad. You know, that's the kind of business intercourse. I was just looking at the number of countries that buy American wheat, you know, in terms of African-American farmers, you know, in terms of can of proposals to them along the production of wheat. I mean, it's unfortunately, but most of the African countries import wheat and rice, you know, and I don't know whether the African-American farmers have a look at that in terms of, you know, the global trade, you know, process. Your presentation is right on time, man, in terms of strategy of a department store kind of format. You know, that sounds like Muhammad's position when he had with collective buying. You know, when he had, well, I forgot what it was called. You know, but you know, brothers are going abroad and, you know, taking up orders and actually, you know, pooling resources, you know, to buy a particular light, maybe suits or whatever, and then bring them back and distribute them. You know. But I think because we have this relationship with the African American Christian community, I mean, these are some of the ideas that need to be explored, you know, broad base, because, you know, I mean, they can have the capital, you know, in a way that can jumpstart a, you know, a proposal, you know, so. But
brother.
How you been doing, sir?
Well, everything's fine, you know. And what you're saying is right. I've been considering for a long time. See, one of the things, like I was saying, because I know this pandemic is as far as economical growth and business growth at the present time, one would say, you know, this is just not a good time. Get into business, but at the same time, I am looking at this from an African point of view as an African American, and I am thinking this would be a wonderful time for me to start considering getting into business, if not going right on to into business at the present time because of the cost. So the opportunities, especially if you was looking at a franchise business. And a franchise business is big if it's for owners. I am thinking that as someone who is investing in a franchise business, I can have that franchise business located right in my community. I don't have to franchise business to somebody else's communities. With the demand for new vendors, I can now say I want to have this franchise right in my community. And of course, this is a wonderful time because, as far as cost, that's going to also be very reasonable. So, again, like I said, our mics are open. But as far as business ideas, I think now's a wonderful time. African-American, I was saying before, as far as servicing, everybody out here right now is looking for some type of service at home. And so African Americans, now's a good time, especially those of you that in the catering and what have you. It's a wonderful time to make money, but you have to get out here and make yourself known. Marketing. This is what we're doing right now. We're marketing. We're making the association known. We're making any business that call in here tonight. We're making your business known. But you got to get out here and let folks know that you have these services to offer or to render them. But now's a very good time, I think, for African Americans to go into business. Especially large business and grouping together as to where they can own a large businesses jointly. So again, those are my comments, and I welcome yours. Our mics are open, and we welcome your comments.
You know, in the Richmond area, many African Americans celebrate Kwanzaa, and of course, you know, that's a major event in Richmond in terms of two or three times an event. But the amount of money that's exchanged hands is just unbelievable in terms of holiday shopping. But the pandemic might cancel its operation this year. So I've been thinking about approaching one of the malls. We have a mall that's pretty much, it was at one point in time, it was, you know, a booming mall. But because of the pandemic, about 20% of the stores have left, and that has created a major space. So the idea came to me about approaching the mall management and seeing what the possibility of organizing some small businesses who might be at stress this point in time, but allow them to come into the mall and say about, you know, if it's nothing, if it's no more than on the weekend, that they can kind of generate some income because people are still coming to the mall. I mean, you know what I'm saying, spending money every day. But there's little no presence, you know, from African American business. And on a bigger scale, I don't know what you thought about it or not, but those malls, many of them, including airports, have very little representation of African Americans in that retail sector. You go to major airports that I've been to, put that on the East Coast, that's very little African American presence in, you know, in terms of you know, those concession areas and everything like that. I don't know whether anyone's having a conversation with getting businesses in those areas.
You know, Brother Umar, you are hitting something again. A voice like you all, we are just almost thinking so much alike. You know, I was just talking. As a matter of fact, I wanted to bring up that tonight when it comes to a farmer's market.
Oh, no question.
Farm marketing is something that we should immediately start taking, all over the place, and it start tonight. And what you just suggested, areas as to where you can go in and rent places and bring in your produce. For farmers markets, that's a huge business, and it's a good way.
In Richmond, we got the Caucasians got about 6 farmers markets. I mean, that's how big the business is.
Yes.
It's the connection that we have to, you know, the farmers. You know, and of course, you know, you and, mm-hmm. and so. Under that mind of Alim Elijah Muhammad, you know, I mean, clearly, I mean, he gave us a blueprint. I mean, bringing in that fish, I mean, all that's on the table now.
He definitely left a blueprint. You know, brother,
that's right.
About rolling up our sleeves and going to work. Now is a good time to really go to work in business.
Yeah, it is. I agree. I definitely agree with that.
And so, again, if it ever was a time we started talking about putting together a business group and going out and making deals with our farmers, whoever we need to make it as to where we can provide produce and services. Now's a good time for us to start doing it. So again,
yeah, man, we need to talk to our brothers in Mississippi and South Carolina and Georgia, so we can get a hold on bringing those watermelons up north. I mean,
mm-hmm.
those farmers let their watermelons go at $3 a piece. Now, in New York, that same watermelon is $20. That same watermelon is $20.
Let me tell you information that I am getting as we speak. Now, we know these walnuts, you know the kind of walnuts, those big brown walnuts you get down in Alabama and all.
Right, right.
Those walnuts are quite expensive. They tell me that at the, now I got some brothers and sisters down at Brother Aziz where you're from.
Right.
They walnuts are so doggone plentiful down there, they're running over them with the cars. I mean, you see, and I'm thinking, and I asked them, I have some right now being shipped to me. But I am saying, my goodness, can you imagine the monies that you're talking about falling on the ground? And you're not doing nothing. I mean, because like I said, if you go into the department stores and you see these nuts, it's quite expensive. Quite expensive. And so, again, we... when you start talking about produce, especially, that's what I mean about the South. The South is where our power is at.
That's our historical place. I mean, a lot put us in the right place with all the agriculture, you know. But the tourism, you know, what I'm saying, you know, in terms of, but I mean, you know, with this new mine, there's no question we should be claiming some of that farmland or partnering. And this, as we talk, I'm thinking about, you know, as Minister Farrakhan gets older, where this next generation going to carry all that energy of the Honorable Muhammad. And I'm thinking that need to be some kind of networking going on, because we all share that mind.
So again, rather than all of these conversations we continue to have on these radio stations about the possibility of this and the probabilities of that, I think it's time to start being much more proactive and start saying it's time to let's start doing. And even if we have to take one item and produce one item, it's better than jumping talk and doing nothing. Because, like I said, I know that there's monies out there to be made. And it's a whole bunch of it to be made, but we need to go to work.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work on trying to create the new Africa here in Richmond. You know, in terms of you know, just getting the language out, you know, to persons in business, and at the same time, because we got a number of African American business groups. So I'm trying to identify the niche for New Africa, you know, in the way of bringing the new mind, because these other groups, for the most part, they are more dependent on corporations, you know, and the white sector, and which is nothing wrong with that, because where there's a business opportunity, you should pursue it. But I think New Africa is a little bit more aggressively empowering the idea of entrepreneurship, you know. And so I'm just trying to define what the niche is. That's why I think I was talking about, look, starting what's called a micro business program, you know, kind of inspiring individuals. Hey, like my sister, I mean, a lot of this paper would be a serious baker, but she's baking from home. So the question is, how do you get a person like that, help them with a business plan, you know what I'm saying, in a way that the New Africa has received now as you know what I'm saying, jump-starting business. So that's the strategy I'm trying to use in Richmond.
I am New Africa Business Association, whatever you call your association, but myself, the history of the New Africa Business Association, being that it started with Ma'am W.D. Muhammad, started with his father. And so that the history and success of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and then with his son, Imam W.D. Muhammad, that history is a history that I myself am very proud of. And of
There's
course,
no question. There's no question.
And I want to promote, and that name, New Africa, there's so much dignity as far as African Americans are just saying identifying Africans. Of course, African Americans. So again, that's my pride as far as the New Africa Business Association, is that it has such a rich history and a history that needs to be repeated, just like Black Wall Street. And I look at those three different histories as one to use as an example.
I mean, both of them are very inspiring, you know? Both of them are very inspiring parts of our history that we should, you know, particularly those of us, you know, under, you know, come from the teachings of Muhammad, Imam Ali Muhammad, we really should take ownership of that narrative, you know, in terms of the importance of doing for self. We really should make that the code language now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we really should really take, you know, take that
Brother Umar, when your sister, whoever the bakery is and all like so, and yes, now you can come under the all the businesses of the, but again, but we have this bakery and this sister. And see, that's what I'm saying. Having not only our businesses, but having it as to where we can promote our businesses. And our business can promote themselves through the New Africa Association. So promoting that name is promoting, like, the community and the nation.
Exactly.
You know, I was going to say, New Africa is a mindset. New Africa is a mindset. It's a new way of thinking with traditional old ways of doing business together. Just do us, but it's us doing business. Some years ago, the Imam had a paper come out when he first come on the scene, and it showed a New Africa, and it was a street that was lined on both sides with buildings and even high rises, and they had different names attached to them, you know, drugstore, department store, halal, and it was that mindset of putting a community together like that.
Exactly.
And in this day and time, as Brother Umar was saying about African Americans just taking the opportunity to jump in the mainstream of having a business set up wherein they're out there serving the entire community, not just us in specific. I think our best shots for African Americans to go into really setting up businesses is going into these neighborhoods and communities where there are no businesses or the businesses have been abandoned, and that's where you put the businesses, where they don't have to go out, because it's too many of us in communities or African-American communities, and I mean for miles around, and they got to go out somewhere to get the basic necessities, you know.
It should be in their communities.
It should be in our communities, exactly.
Yep.
And that's something to work on. And the other thing I was going to say was, in Richmond, Brother Umar, do they have an African-American newspaper?
Yes, we got a weekly daily called the Richmond Free Press. It only come out once a week. It's very influential. It has, you know, a focus on entrepreneurship, because it talks about, you know, saying it gives a profile of the black dollar in the area and reminds the African community around the support of black business. Matter of fact, you know, it's interesting to raise that question, because I had been, even before I came connected with Black Wall Street, I was negotiating a supplement to go into the newspaper using Imam Muhammad's language, business in our lives. You know, and I was going to do, and the proposal was to do it on a quarterly manner, you know. But the sister who was to serve as the editor for it, she kind of left the job. She was working on a mainstream newspaper. because I was depending on her, you know, to kind of serve as an editor, because that was her focal point, you know, small business. But the idea was to bring the Muhammad's language, business in our lives, as a supplement part of the fit in the middle part of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely media plays a role in terms of, you know what I'm saying, getting images out, you know, getting new ideas. It's unfortunately, we don't own much media, you know. I mean, but again, you got this young generation, they use the platform of technology. So to be interested in terms of having young people being networked into the new Africa, because they probably, they're so innovative. They can take that technology and create a whole platform on new Africa products and services.
Precisely.
That's a fact.
But that's an area that I don't know anything about. I still get my 10-year-old to help me with my iPhone.
A lot of us, brothers. A lot of us.
I want you guys to give out the information on the 8 o'clock show. We only got a couple more minutes, so we'll let everybody know we do have a carry over here. Either one of you guys can share that information.
We are directly following this show. We have the Black Wall Street USA weekly conference call. And on that call, we'll be discussing the upcoming Black Wall Street commemorative taking place next year. And that number is every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number for that is area code 712-451-0683. And that is 712-451-0683. Also, after you dial that number, there's an access code. The access code is 614060#, and that is access code is 614060#.
Okay.
All right, Brother Bilal.
All right, thanks so much, brothers. We still got a couple more minutes, and as you know, the New Africa Business Association, our membership drive is going on. We need all the members we can possibly get. We ask you to go to our website, theNewAfricaBusinessAssociation.com, Washington, D.C., and just go to membership to be able to join the New Africa Business Association. And
so
you
can join by using your card to pay your membership dues. I mean, what is the investment? How much of the investment it is?
The membership is $100, but we're taking that down to $50 a bit. Ever since we merged with Black Wall Street, we're taking it down to the same Black Wall Street, rather than our whole. But at the same time, once you join the New Africa Business Association, now you can your name in different places where we're promoting you on our website, not only the Business Association directory, and our radio, and we start promoting you once you become a member.
Once I do that, will I have authorization to do a New African Richmond Business Association? I mean,
we're going to help you to do that. We're going to help you to incorporate and do everything you need to do, and then help you to start from there. I want you to do that.
Okay, sir. All right.
So, again, brothers, we're next Wednesday, same time. This is Bilal Bynum. We will see you next Wednesday. Until then, myself and all of my brothers and sisters, I said good night. Aslam.
Aslam.
Bynum and Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities, retirees roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.